The most immediate danger to our location is the new Galway County Council development plan. And that draft plan is on public display since May, and it will be on public display until the 30th of July. Now, I'd like to send the message out there to the public that it is highly important that people read the sections that pertain to them and that they make submissions or observations either on the website or by writing to Galway County Council. It's very important that people have their say and that they make it so that the councillors can adjudicate on those submissions. Now, my major problem for this year coming to me is that I see the pressure from Dublin, the National Spatial Strategy and these regional planning guidelines. They want to create a critical mass in the towns. I have a different view. I'm not worried about the towns. I'm a county councillor for Connemara. I want to facilitate housing requirements for our community. People that are being refused at present because things are getting tougher. Even though, and this was the argument you might have heard yesterday at the meeting, we have a plan in place. But I notice the new plan, the strict rules of the new plan are sneaking in the decisions to be made under the old plan. I feel the pressure there myself. I'm getting a lot of phone calls from people who are saying that from next year on, they fear they won't be able to get their planning. Now, this will be particularly true near the city. Urban generated demand is classified really as demand driven by people living and working in the urban areas. But do you see what it says? Living in the urban areas. I'm not looking for that. I'm looking for people who are living in the countryside to be facilitated in their own community. Near the city, those applicants who don't have family lands will not be facilitated anymore. It'll have to be those who are on the existing farm holding. I think that's very, very, very unfair. We have time to change it. If the councillors have a will and the submissions are strong enough, there is time to change those strict rules. I want local people to benefit. I want to see more tourism facilities. You heard yesterday at the meeting, motorhomes, caravan parks. We don't have it for them. We have no place that you can pull in Connemara with your motorhome and have water, have sewage facilities. The school numbers are dropping. We want school numbers to be maintained and to increase. We want to support the structurally weak areas. They're suffering from population decline. They're suffering from immigration. We don't even have graveyards to bury our dead. And planning comes into that, and the county development plan comes into that as well, because it's impossible to get planning for a graveyard. The nearest crematorium is Shannon. It's hard to get planning. How are we going to get planning for a crematorium in Connemara? We need one. All these things are vital to us. Of course, roads and infrastructure are vital. They will happen through the government and through the funds, because what I have noticed in my 22 years in Galway County Council is that most of the road projects, they have a momentum of their own and they actually come from the department as money gets freed up. But the one area that we can speak on, and you heard the discussion as I told you, the one area which we have a major input into is the County Development Plan. And I think that if we let this one go, we will suffer for the next 7 years.